So what's it like going to camp with a new team?
Amazing. I mean,
you don't know what to expect fully and all that kind of stuff?
I love camp. I love everything about it. I love football. I love being away. It's been a long time since I got to get away for camp, so it's fun. You know, you get to be with the guys, play football all day, dip your face off, and just laugh.
How did you feel to get the roaring ovation when you walked out of the parking lot?
About time. No, it's great. It's, you know, I love the fans here. Everybody's a huge football fan. It's good to be back in the Midwest, like football frenzy, and where people enjoy football and enjoy the sport and everything that we do. And it's just good to be here.
What is the best thing now that you have learned from Mike Zimmer in these past few months that you've through, you know, training camp now starting to go, but you've had, you know, the mini camps and everything. What's your number one thing you
learned? I think I've learned to just be quiet around him. Because anytime I say anything, he just cracks on me. So I'm just not going to talk anymore. But no, you know, Zim's a great guy, and I really mean this, and I think a lot of people are kind of baffled when I say this, but he's an old school coach, and you don't see a lot of him anymore. You know, he's one of those guys that he's going to tear you apart to bring you up, and he believes that more work is more work, and it's good for you. And I believe the same thing, and you know, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to play for him, and excited to be yelled at by him. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Do you think your personalities mesh well, you and him?
I think we're exact opposites, but I think that if we were married, we would be just okay. You know, Zim's a great guy, and he is, you know, the last of a dying breed of coaches, and you have to respect that about him. And he wants the most that his team can give, and you love a coach like that because he puts in just as much work, you know, and he's not just saying one thing and doing another. He's actually working himself. So, you know, you got to love a coach like that.
You know, sometimes you come in and you're the new guy. The teams don't all, other players don't always embrace you, but this team seems to already love you. The fans already do. Have you felt that, and do you feel the excitement then of what this season can hold for this team and what it means to all of them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel the love everywhere, and that's what's so fun about this. And it's, you know, as soon as I got in there, I could tell the excitement of the guys. And, you know, they told me, listen, we weren't happy with last year, and we need to go farther. And I agreed. And, you know, this is what we play this game for, is to move on and to play the next week. And I think we're all on the same page, and we're all going to do what we can to get there.
What's your thoughts on the defensive line, and what role can they play in helping the offensive line progress?
Oh, they're going to be huge. You know, I mean, they're obviously known around the league for being a relentless group and a ruthless group. So, you know, when you practice against that every day, you go into the game and it's almost easy, you know, and we need to bring them up and they need to bring us up, and we need to compete well and we need to practice well. And you know, we're going to have a good camp.
When you've got some new key pieces on an offensive line, how long does it take to really mesh? And then with that in mind, how important is it to really get going this camp with the line?
I think that if everybody's on the same page, it should not take long. You know, if everybody believes into the same thing and buys into the same thing, that we're going to be the toughest, the meanest, the nastiest group, it's not going to take very long for everybody to get on the same page. I think it's crucial, though, that everybody does buy into that, that, you know, truly, it's easy to say one thing and it's easy to believe another, you know, and it's one of those, you got to believe that we are going to be the most feared group out there, and that's what we're working for right now.
Alex, how would you describe Coach Sperano?
I love Tony. Tony's a straight shooter. He's an old school coach. He tells it like it is. He doesn't care if you hurt your feelings, you know. You don't have any out there anyway. So, you know, he's about making men out of boys, and I like that about him, and I think that he's going to be great here. He's going to do some big things with us.
Alex, you missed some time in the spring. Gonna be good to go tomorrow.
Ready to roll, baby.
Yeah.
Ready to roll. I'm just getting old, man. Getting old. I need days off, you know? Just kidding. I don't know.
Week 2 against the Packers, what can we expect if you line up against Clay Mack?
I think that you can expect that this team will be ready to roll. I think that that's going to really be the setting the tone. Obviously, the new stadium is going to be the first real game in there. It's going to count, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I expect a hellacious game, and it's going to be one for the ages, and it's about time. It's due, you know, and I think that everybody's ready to roll right now. Everybody's excited about the new stadium. We need to take that energy and take it right into the season.
I think some of the fans are asking if you're ready to punch them in the face already, right? When they're saying that to you?
Oh, they say a lot of things. I don't listen.
Alex, when you're quote-unquote old, do you dread training camp more than you did as a rookie?
I love it. I love it more now than ever. I mean, as a rookie, you don't know what you're walking into. You know, you're kind of like, well, I know a couple guys, and I think I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. When you're old, you just laugh at the young guys. You're like, look at this guy. You don't know what he's doing. You know, you just kind of have fun with it, and you roll, and, you know, it's time to work. Everybody's got to go to work.
Judging from some of the earlier reaction, you think you'll be more popular here than in San Francisco, or maybe you are more popular here now?
I think I might be. You know, California was a very liberal state, and it, you know, didn't care for me very well. But, you know, I miss my guys out there, a lot of good guys out there. Joe Staley actually just texted me, and you know, no hard feelings, and it is what it is, but I'm glad to be here in Minnesota. It's great to be back.
A couple last ones for Alex.
Alex, you ever go up against Kevin Williams? And it's
okay. I did.
What are your thoughts on
I'll tell you about a true story. Everybody got a minute? Good. True story with Kevin Williams. First year starting, we're going into the Metrodome. And thank God we got a new stadium because that Metrodome was terrible. But we go out there, and the game was at like 10 o'clock our time. And I remember thinking the whole week, who is Kevin Williams, and what the hell could he do to me? I'm like, dude, I'm young, he's old, I'm good looking, he's not. I got this sewn up. First time ever I thought I had it. I went out there, and he whipped me like a little boy. And I remember that game. I remember every play from that game. And I remember exactly what he did to me. And I never slept on him ever since then. And we played him probably three or four more times. I played him when he was in Seattle. And I remember I watched more film on Kevin Williams than I did Michael Bennett because I was just so afraid that he was going to pull something out of his bag. And I told him during the game, too, he's probably the most respected person that I respect in this game because of what he did to me and how I thought he was just old and he ain't got it anymore. He's not going to do anything. And he just beat me all up and down that field.
It was made you a better player.
Made me a better player, and it really opened my eyes to the league. It was the third game of the year, and we were getting ready to do a long road trip. And I remember thinking after that game, God, I'll never do that again. And it was... It was a lot of fun, though. I got to talk to him after, and I told him how good he was and how much I respected him. And I've always had a deep respect for him since then.
Are you quiet in training camp? Are you a prankster? What kind of?
I'm a prankster. I'm a prankster. I'm loud. I have a lot of energy. I can never settle down. I don't sleep. I'm all about football, 24/7.
What's the best prank you've
I can't tell you on camera. They still don't know who did it, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Is there something that you have to bring to camp that you can't live without?
My pillow. About it. I don't bring much. I mean, I'm travel light. I wear same clothes every day. I don't wear them a lot. So, like I said, I'm just here to play football, have fun, and kick some ass. That's about it.
Good way to end it. Dorm.
What's up?
Been a while since
the long time. God, I'm trying to think. 09 was the last time I was in a dorm. It's good to be back, though. I'm excited.
Those are pretty nice.
Hell yeah. Those are. See those things?
Oh, yeah.
State
of
the art. Got four beds in a room. Jesus. Spoiled around here. I like it. I appreciate it, though, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks.